Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Are you a person that sings a lot? I think I would say that I sing maybe 50% of the time. Now, my problem is most of the time when I'm singing, it's just a phrase or two of some song. Like this morning, I woke up really early and was working on some things, and I felt overwhelmed. Have you ever felt like, how am I ever going to get all this done? And I feel like that's a general thing that I'm doing all the time right now. But when I thought that, I just started singing that song. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And so I just kept singing that same phrase over and over and over again. Well, I'd already planned this talk about giving you something to sing about. And that's Psalm 107, verses 8. Then it's repeated. The same phrase is repeated in verse 15, and then again in verse 21, and then again in verse 31. I thought, when I read Psalm 107 again, and I saw it was repeated four times, the same phrase in one chapter, I said, this is something I better pay attention to. And the verse says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And I thought, wow, yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to praise the Lord for his goodness. Now, when you're feeling down or when you're feeling out of sorts, it's easy to not find something to sing about. But you're so much better off when you praise the Lord for his goodness and look for his wonderful works. I have a couple stories I'd like to read to you that I found on the internet. The Duke of Wellington, the British military leader, who defeated Napoleon at Waterloo, proved to be an extremely difficult officer under which to serve. Brilliant and demanding, he rarely gave compliments to his soldiers. No doubt due to mellowing in his old age, he gave the following reply when asked if he would do anything differently, given another chance at life. And you know what the man replied? He'd said, I'd give more praise. You know, if you are a half-empty type person, yeah, it's part of your life to try to train yourself to say good things and to see good things. Then another story that I want to share with you about learning how to sing about things. Two missionaries traveled to southern Mexico to work among the Khoi Indians. Among other ministries, they labored 25 years to translate the New Testament into the local language. Today, more than 12,000 make up the Khoi Christian community, which, by the way, is financially self-supporting. What's most amazing, however, is that even though the locals didn't know how to sing when the missionaries arrived, they've since become known as the singers. They love to sing now, said George Sweeting in Psalms of the Heart, because now they have something to sing about. Do you have something to sing about? Do you even know how to sing? You know, one thing I love about God is he says, it's okay to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'm not saying that I walk around here and I sound great when I'm singing. It's some of the songs that I sing, and I only know one phrase, and I keep singing it over and over again. I don't want other people to hear me. I don't want them to know I don't know the rest of the song. But boy, I like it that songs of praise come to my mind when I need them. Like this morning when I sang, when my heart is overwhelmed. Whatever you need to sing about, go out and look for a reason to praise God. Look for his wonderful works to the children of men. Do you have something to praise God about? If you don't, just look around and start making yourself a list. You know, recently I joked, but I'm seriously thinking about making a list of all the things that I don't like about my life and all the things I do like about my life. And you know what I think? I think the things that I like about my life are going to far outnumber the ones that I don't like. And I think it's because I'm going to be looking for good. And that's what I'd like you to do today. I'd like you to give you something to sing about by looking for the goodness of God. From Psalm 107, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.